Now to Close Up, Harvest Plus founder Dr. Howdy Buis is in Australia to speak at the National Press Club today following his win in the World Food Prize competition. I caught up with Howdy to discuss his thoughts on using biofortification to solve the world's hunger issues.
Can you tell me a little bit about where's your research been and what problems are you looking to solve?
Well, there's a huge problem of mineral and vitamin deficiencies in developing countries. So 2 billion people suffer from iron deficiency, 2 billion people suffer from zinc deficiency, very large numbers suffer from vitamin A deficiency. It's been shown the vitamin A supplements can reduce child mortality by 23%. Young children who suffer from iron deficiency, their cognitive abilities, their IQs are compromised for the rest of their lives. It can't be reversed. 450,000 deaths are attributed to zinc deficiency in, each year. So these are serious problems, and biofortification is one new type of intervention that can be helped to reduce these problems.
Okay, absolutely. So I guess biofortification is bringing together the best from the agriculture sector, the best from the nutrition science sector, and putting them together and finding the best solutions to the hunger problems.
Right, right. So we've gotten high-yielding varieties and crossed them with high iron, high zinc, high provitamin A varieties so that we have very productive, profitable crops that are also high in minerals and vitamins. We've released these crops now in 30 countries around the world. They're in testing in an additional 25 countries. And we've also done the nutritional studies. We've fed these crops to iron-deficient, vitamin A-deficient groups, and we've shown that they can improve iron status and vitamin A status. Now the big job is to scale up. We have these crops released, but there's a lot of work to be done so that they account for a high percentage of the total supply of food staples in these countries.
Now, you talk a lot about hidden hunger and the fact that as many as 2 billion people around the world, especially in poorer nations, experience this, where they may have enough food, but the food does not have the right amount of calories and nutritional value. That's a huge number of people. I guess maybe a lot of people don't realize the scale of the world hunger issue.
Well, I think we need to... some confusion is brought about by the use of the term food. I think people, when you take, say, rice or wheat or maize, people have enough of the basic staples that keep them from going hungry. But what they can't afford and what they don't have enough of is vegetables and fruit and fish and animal products. They want to eat more of those. Those are the best sources of these minerals and vitamins. But the prices have been going up and up and up, and when you're poor, you just cannot afford them. So dietary quality is very poor. So we have to think of, we have to make the distinction between food staples and all the nutritious foods that contribute to better dietary quality.
Okay, Howdy, what's your vision for the future of fortified crops? Do you have a plan, and where would you like to see this in say, 20, 30, 50 years' time?
Well, we have a goal that by 2030, 1 billion people will be growing and eating biofortified crops. Presently, we estimate that in 8 target countries, 20 million people are presently growing. We'd like to make that number 100 million people by 2020, and again, 1 billion people by 2030. We've identified 32 countries. If we can get capture 20 to 25% of the total supply of our biofortified crop in those 32 countries, we will have reached 1 billion people. So that's our goal.
That was Harvest Plus founder Dr. Howdy Buis and his thoughts on biofortification. And that's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. If you've got a story, please email us the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's @ruralnews. And that's the states of the country. I'm Liam Denny. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.